December 25, three Christmas presents. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 3, 7 and 8, and 1 John 2, 1 and 2. Ponder this remarkable situation with me. If the Son of God came to help you stop sinning, to destroy the works of the devil, and if he also came to die so that when you do sin, there is a propitiation, a removal of God's wrath, then what does this imply for living your life? Three things, and they are wonderful to have. I give them to you briefly as Christmas presents. Gift number one, a clear purpose for living. It implies that you have a clear purpose for living. Negatively, it is simply this: don't sin. Don't do what dishonors God. I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. If you ask, can you give us that positively instead of negatively? The answer is yes. It's all summed up in 1 John 3:23. It's a great summary of what John's whole letter requires. Notice the singular commandment. And this is the commandment that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. These two things are so closely connected for John, he calls them one commandment. Believe Jesus and love others. That is your purpose. That is the sum of the Christian life. Trusting Jesus, loving people the way Jesus and his apostles taught us to love. Trust Jesus, love people. There's the first gift. A purpose to live. Gift number two. Hope that our failures will be forgiven. The second implication of the twofold truth that Christ came to destroy our sinning and to forgive our sins is this. We make progress in overcoming our sin when we have hope that our failures will be forgiven. If you don't have hope that God will forgive your failures when you start fighting sin, you give up. Many of you are pondering some changes in the new year because you have fallen into sinful patterns and want out. You want some new patterns of eating, new patterns of entertainment, new patterns of giving, new patterns of relating to your spouse, new patterns of family devotions, new patterns of sleep and exercise, new patterns of courage in witness. But you are struggling, wondering whether it's any use. Well, here's your second Christmas present. Christ not only came to destroy the works of the devil, our sinning, he also came to be an advocate for us because of experiences of failure in our fight. So I plead with you, let the fact that failure will not have the last word give you hope to fight. But beware, if you turn the grace of God into license, and say, well, if I can fail, and it doesn't matter, then why bother fighting sin? If you say that and mean it and go on acting on it, you are probably not born again and should tremble. But that is not where most of you are. Most of you want to fight sinful patterns in your life. And what God is saying to you is this: let Christ's covering of your failure give hope to fight. I write this to you that you may not sin, but if you sin, you have an advocate, Jesus Christ. Gift number 3, Christ will help us. Finally, the third implication of the double truth that Christ came to destroy our sinning and to forgive our sins is this: Christ will really help us in our fight. He really will help you. He is on your side. He didn't come to destroy sin because sin is fun. He came to destroy sin because sin is fatal. It is a deceptive work of the devil, and it will destroy us if we don't fight it. He came to help us, not hurt us. So here's your third Christmas present. Christ will help overcome sin in you. 1 John 4:4 says, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Jesus is alive. Jesus is almighty. Jesus lives in us by faith, and Jesus is for us, not against us. He will help you in your fight with sin in the new year. Trust him.